Overcoming barriers to building lasting success. Go with me to the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 16. 1 Corinthians chapter 16. 1 Corinthians chapter 16, the scripture says, I'm going to read verse 9 of that scripture. 1 Corinthians chapter 16, verse 9. Scripture says what? For a wide door of opportunity for effectual service has been opened to me. There a great and now I think we went 1 Corinthians chapter 16, and I like in New King James Version. For a great and effective door has opened to me, and there are many adversaries. For a great and effective door has opened to me, and there are many adversaries. I want to bring something up here. Your doors and gates of opportunity is open unto you. Amen. Your eyes will begin to see new grounds and new levels, new wine, new opportunity you've never seen. You're going to new levels and heights. As a church, as individual, we're going to new heights in Jesus' name. I like the scripture. Scripture, please, when you read the word of God for what it is, because God begins to open doors for you, open your eyes to see different things. A great and effective door has opened to me, even though I have not seen it. Paul says, and what is the difference between but and? But is a barrier that says you cannot get it. I want to go there, but because of that, I see a challenge that prevents me from getting there. He says, a great and effective door has been opened unto me, and there are adversaries. He expects adversary in the place of opportunity. If we would expect and see that God will give you what you desire, he will give you his own plan, but expect adversary. Jesus was sent to save the world, but he met with adversaries. And Paul says, and their adversaries. Adversaries are not meant to derail you. They're meant to get you stronger. Adversaries are meant to prove that you're on the right track sometimes. Sometimes we want it to be all plain and no resistance. And nothing builds, watch this, nothing grows without resistance. I don't know what I was talking to this week, and they were mentioning something about that. Nothing grows without resistance. And the truth about it is that, and this is a great analogy, and the person said, when someone is on the bed, and you live this perfect life and you don't get to walk on the bed, you begin to decay. If your muscles, that's why people who are paralyzed, they go through physical therapy, that the muscles must move. Otherwise, anything without resistance would always decay. So sometimes the resistance is going to make you better, not to hurt you. It's to strengthen you, not to hurt you. Overcoming barriers to building lasting success. God is an everlasting God, and everything he does is such that it lasts long. Nothing makes your success endures. Nothing makes your success endure many generations like making the everlasting God your source. There's nothing God will give you that will not be tested. There's nothing God will show you that will not be tested, because the faithful will inherit. Many are called, but few are chosen. What makes the chosen chosen? They were tested. Abraham was not the first that was called, but his uncle was given an assignment. Abraham was not the first that was called. Abraham was not the first, but Abraham carried it on. Abraham finished it. And with that, because he obeyed, God said that he was a man after his own heart. Because he believed. And when he believed, he said, leave where you're used to, go to a place you're not used to, and for I will show you. And everything God said to him was tested. Even I will give you a son was tested. Jesus' assignment was tested, but Jesus persevered. You know, David's throne was tested. There was a time David had to flee from his own throne. But then God was one that ordained him before even the throne was ready. He was tested. So we cannot assume that the testing and the barriers in our lives are meant to hold us back. And we are supposed to know that God is thinking beyond the barriers. Now, in John chapter 16, verse 33, the scripture says that makes us understand that in this world, you will face tribulations. God's plan is forever. Whatever he does, the scripture says, is forever. Therefore, your enthronement, in the season of enthronement, is not just climbing onto the throne. It's for a long-lasting time on the throne. Your success is not for just 2020. It's for beyond 2020. God wants to give you something you've never had and see you keep it for as long as he's on the throne. You know, gone are the days when we will be afraid to say things because we think that what God has done, someone can steal it away from you. I think, let me be very clear. It's a myopic thinking. You have thought it to yourself that you were part of it. If God does it, the Bible says, whatever the Lord does, is forever. He doesn't give you healing only to give you sickness. What kind of mean God is that? I give you, the Bible says, if you ask which one of you, being a parent, will ask your son ask for a fish and you give them a snake. If your father gives you something, a gift, a testimony, if he puts you from where you were to another new place, God cannot derail you. And if you are now not sharing or not talking about it because you're afraid of the devil, then you have just made the devil the master. To say, I know God can do it, but I'm afraid of you. Are you with me? God, I know you did it, but you know, we don't know what the devil can do. The scripture says, it says in 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 8, be sober, be vigilant, for your adversary, the devil, is like a lion that roars, looking for whom he may devour. All you have to do is not be the person he devours. God has done it. All you have to do is just make sure you're not the one he devours. He is always going to be looking for the person. Why do you have to make yourself an applicable candidate? Because as God has already done it, and you just go, you know, we don't know what the devil, you know, we can, you know, last time this happened, that happened to me the last time. Now, listen, we got to be like Abraham, that it says, who's on Job? Though he slay me, yet will I praise him. And we know it wasn't God. We need to be like Abraham that says, even if God takes Isaac, he will give me another one. See, that's faith that goes beyond the fear of the enemy. If we want to get into a place of get beyond us, because that's what it means, breaking barriers for overcoming barriers for to build a lasting success. We have to think beyond what's in front of us. We've got to think that our God is able to do exceeding abundantly above all I can ask or all I can think. Someone with me this morning. In any ministry, anything we do, whether it's ministry, where there's life, where there's work, where there's family, you will experience things that will challenge and bring the best out of you. You don't call yourself a champion until you're beating something. We cannot be believers that don't want to go to war. We cannot be believers that want to be lazy. We don't want to pray. We don't want to challenge. You know why you pray? Because you're inviting God into a situation. Why do you invite God into a situation? Because you're facing something you cannot just naturally do. And so we pray. When we don't want to pray, when we don't want to challenge God into that next level in our lives, when we don't want to take that step, how can we grow? How can we grow? Because, you know, the beginning is just the beginning. A seed, when it's put in the ground, fights the sand to show itself. It's pushing against the elements to say, I am here and nothing's going to stop me. What is the seed of the Word of God doing in our lives? What is the barriers in our life? Was it causing us to, is it repressing us, or are we ready to fight through it? And God is asking us to fight through it. Seeds like a bean that break apart and then they grow and they shoot through. And then all of a sudden you're eating the fruits of it. What if the seed said the ground was too tough for me to break through? Isn't it amazing that you use a cutlass and a hoe to till the ground, to break in the ground and put a seed inside? And that seed is very small, but that seed in the middle, and you guess what we do? You do that, and guess what you do? You step on it, you pack the thing again. You're like, psh, psh, so that no animal can come around and take that seed from that place. And yet, that seed that looks dead finds its way to the top. The compacted sand does not hold it down. You will break barriers. You would overcome barriers. If he put that in a seed, the Bible says we were born of incorruptible seed. Jesus was born incorruptible seed, but that was passed on to us as the Son of God. If he put barriers, if barriers could not stop a seed, and he put the ability for a seed to break through, then my brothers and my sisters, God's nothing should stop us from becoming everything God has called us to be. We will break through in Jesus' name. Our seed is not just normal seed. We are a seed of heaven. We're a seed of Abraham. It says Abraham and his seed. And when mentioned and his seed, it's talking about Jesus. And that was us. And that's us, and that's where we come from. Amen. Hallelujah. So we understand that Paul says, he said that effective door has been opened to him. Jesus said in Matthew chapter 9, it says, the harvest is plenty, but the laborers are few. So every opportunity, there's always barriers. But the barriers are not meant to bring you down. And what did God say? It says, pray the Father of the harvest to send laborers into it. There's always a way out. Say to your neighbor, there's always a way out. If we would sit down and look at things well, you would always find a way out. There's nothing that was meant to stop you. Because if it cannot stop a seed, it cannot stop you from becoming what God has called you to be. Now, inside of the seed is a fruit. And if the floor cannot stop the fruit, if the scorching sun, as bad as it is, does not kill it, does not kill the seed, then nothing will kill you. The fruit inside of you will be seen by the rest of the world. Hallelujah. Amen. So, we understand this, Paul. Now, we understand this, that we're going to face trials, John 16:33. Now, one thing is for sure, we will be tested. There'll be times the barriers will be in our way. But if we don't stop, the Bible says in Galatians chapter 6, verse 9, it says, do not go weary in doing good, for you will reap if you do not faint. If we don't stop, we will reap it. If we're going to get through it, get in front of it, and push through, we will win. We will win. See that and understand that the Father wants the best for us, and he wants us to have a lasting success. The Bible says the path of a righteous man is like the shining shining sun that shines brighter and brighter onto a perfect day. Whatever it is, we have to look beyond the barrier and look for the joy beyond it. The Bible says Jesus, who for the joy set before him, endured the cross, despising the shame. So if you think you're going to be facing barriers and yours is that one alone, you try to face the barrier of dying on the cross for some people that are still cursing you out. But Jesus still did that. And not because it was fun, but because at moments he said, if this is possible, let this cup run over me. But nobody, he didn't stop there, because the Bible says there was a joy set before him. There was something inside of him. There was something that God has shown him. What is God showing you about your future? That you will, and sometimes allow the barriers of a moment to show you a different picture. You've got to resist that. God's word will be, the Bible says his word is yea and amen. His word is sure. You may be facing barriers in your marriage. You may be facing barriers in your career. You may be facing barriers in your place of work, your business. You may be having a barrier of joblessness, a barrier of fruit of the womb, a barrier of not being married yet. You may be facing a barrier that you think of financial problems and you feel like, I can't get through. But listen, if you know that the God you serve is on the throne, then you understand that those barriers are not limitations. They're actually stepping stones to become what you've been called to be. You would be hearing, well, not you, but those who was tiny would be hearing a lot of story with Pastor Shane as she went through certain challenges and barriers in her life. And certain barriers, and I'm not here to share her story, but I'm sure that many of you know the story. But she went through barriers in her life, with regards to the fruit of a womb. But she didn't give up. You know, it's not me for me to share a story, but God has given her a platform to share the story. You see, during that barrier and that moment, because we knew about it, and during that moment, those challenging moments. It was dark, and Dick Abbey can testify to that. There were dark moments that felt like nothing else couldn't work. But God just, if you look at the bigger picture and say, my God is a God that he would not lie, neither shall he repent. There is a light at the end of his tunnel. There's something beyond the moment I'm in. There's something to the next level that I have got to be a part of. What are your barriers? When you're in the picture, when you're in the frame, you never see the picture. I heard a man of God say that recently. When you're in the frame, you never see the picture. What are the barriers? Have you locked yourself right inside that you don't see God that can get you through it? I encourage you today that you will succeed in Jesus' name. But you see, we must be ready to rise above that. The Bible says they shall gather, they shall attack, but not by me. Isaiah chapter 54, verse 15 to 17. It says, no weapon formed against you shall prosper. And every tongue that rises against you, you shall condemn. You know, there was this story I heard about a farmer who had a donkey. And who had a well. And while he was there, the donkey fell into the well, this dry well. And the farmer went there and looked at the donkey and said, and did not know how to pull the donkey away from it. And the farmer was there, was distraught. He called all the villagers and nobody could do that. They couldn't get the donkey out. It was short. Nobody could get inside to get it. And it was his favorite donkey. It was a hardworking donkey. And the farmer now cut his losses and said, you know, this is done. I've lost this donkey for a long time, for life. And you know, when you have one and that's the one that's feeding your family, he felt like that is the end of it. So what did the farmer do? Figured, well, if he's going to be there, let me give him a quick death. Or let me find a way to make him just bury him and just kind of forget about it. So this farmer took sand and shoveled sand into the well. And he shoveled sand into the well. And every time he did that, it fell on the donkey. And when it fell on the donkey's back, all the donkey did was shook it away. And while it was shaking away, the sand was full on the ground, and the donkey kept standing on the sand and standing on the sand until the sand was elevated up that it just got out. I made sure it didn't work for the farmer anymore. But it just got out. What are the barriers we're facing? You see, they're like the sand being thrown on the back. It's uncomfortable. But if you would shake it off and we would turn every stumbling block into a stepping stone, then you would have everlasting, we have a long-lasting success. So Corona is here. So COVID is here. So you lost your job. So you find out that she left you. She didn't say hello. You were the one that left him. So you found out that he was cheating. So whatever it is that you found out, there's got to be a time in your life where you realize that God who has called you did not limit your life to that barrier. So sometimes we just, as tough and as difficult as it may seem, we need to just say, there is a tomorrow. This one is not going to bury me alive. This is not going to get me down. I'm rising above it. So in your business, you feel some challenges. In your career, you know, you did that exam 3 times and the exam said, I own you here. And you begin to look at so many things that they chase you from your village and said that now because of this one. And you begin to hear some uncle that said, you will not pass your exam. And you think that uncle has power over you. Listen to this. The word of God is true. The word of God is yea and is amen. God, no one, who is he that calleth it? And it come to pass when the Lord hath not commanded it. Don't stand on the words of men. Stand on the word of God and shake it off and get on it and move forward. For your future is brighter than the present. Hallelujah. God's plan is for a long time. Your setbacks don't negate God's overall plan. Setbacks don't mean God is not with you. God is in a long-term game. He's in a long-term game. It's not in a short-term game. It's not about what is in for me right now. Because that's what we are about. God says, go there, and you go, Lord, what's in it for me? Did you see the way she looked at me? God says, go and submit yourself under that man. Did you see the way he said, talk to me? But there's a reason. There's a reason. There's no training ground that is palatable. Go and ask the Navy SEALs. Before they call themselves a SEAL, they have gone through some training, and thousands are brought in. Only few get chosen. The ones that can endure to the end. It's a long-term game. Those who endure to the end are the ones that have the flying colors. We cannot quit in the middle. We cannot see a barrier and stop there. Yes, you may feel like giving up. Yes, you may feel like it's not working. But listen, if you will see what God is saying about you, if you will persevere, because every great man in the word of God persevered. Do you want to talk about Daniel? He persevered. You want to talk about Esther? She persevered. There is no story without his story. There is no story without history. We look at the people and celebrate what they can do today. But we do not understand what it takes for them to get there. Recently, my younger one was doing devotion one day, and she was saying, Dad, you know, and then she was talking like me, and she was saying, Dad, you know, I wanna be able to share the gospel and preach the gospel like you're preaching. And I said, you know, I'm trying to act like Jesus, you have asked for a very difficult thing. You have asked for a hard thing. But then they know that when it comes on Saturdays, you don't mess with that, it's time. Now, for you to be able to want to do that, you must be able to sacrifice what's precious to you. Now, I'm not saying that I've gotten done because I still have a lot more to go. But you must sacrifice what's precious to you. Many people are not in church because something else is precious to them, not God. Those barriers, you know why we need God? Because he's the only one that has a long-lasting plan. So we got to team with him to get through the barriers we have in front of us. Amen. So, in order to build lasting success, we must be ready to overcome the barriers to the success. We must be ready to overcome whatever barriers. Now, these barriers, like I said, they're not meant to stop us. They're meant to and help us. They're meant to separate those who wish to succeed from those who are determined to succeed, no matter the cost. Barriers separate people. You know, every time you go through exam, engineering, when I was there, I was challenging at some point. And they call there's one thing they call a without class. I think it's engineering, it's nursing, it's everything, that the class that makes you know, do you want to become this thing or not? You get into that class, and that class is that everybody knows that. In that class, if you get a certain grade, you just say, thank God, at least I showed them I'm serious about this thing. It's one of those classes where we look at A and say, that one will take a miracle. It's called the without class, and everybody knows it. I don't know why they do that, but they need to qualify who really wants to go on the long term. But it comes very early, so that at the moment you don't qualify, you can just change your major and go to the one you qualify. But they do such a way you can look at the long-term game. Say to your neighbor, God is in a long-term business. So he's interested in your success. You may not see it a day, you may not feel like it a day, but God is interested in your success. What are some things we need to, some barriers we need to overcome? Number one, and we'll talk about how to overcome it and what we need to do for lasting success. A lack of inspiration. And I'm going to go through this because of my time. You see, inspiration is to your success what oxygen is to life. Inspiration is personal. Inspiration is not what you get from, it's not, somebody cannot be inspired for you. Inspiration is personal. Find out what inspires you. See, let me say this. Inspiration, remember last week I said, passion gets you from the bed. You're excited about what you want to go do. Inspiration wakes you up. Have you ever had a dream before? I had one recently. And it's so vivid. And it's something that makes you excited in your dream. And you're like, like a light bulb. And it wakes you up like, I got to put this down. Why? Because you were inspired. Inspiration wakes you up. When you wake up every day, what are you inspired to do? When I interview people at work, I said, what inspires you? If I cannot find what inspires you, I cannot help you. You cannot help a person without inspiration. You know, that people are like, oh, what happened? Yeah, you know, everything's just bad. Everyone's dead. Yeah, you know, the little man cannot make it in this world. You know, it's all about the big man are making it. Who is the big man? No, the little man cannot make it. Well, okay, what do you want to do? I don't know. I think we just get by every day. Every day is a blessing. We just get by every day. Yeah, every day is a blessing. Have you taken to this blessing? You know, I was talking to someone and said, what do you want to do in the future? Well, it's whatever they tell me to do. I'm like, boy, I can't help you. If I tell you to do that and you will find, just people will jump from one thing to another. Don't, I've not been inspired. Because inspiration keeps you like, that's it. It gets you excited about it every day. In 1 Kings chapter 19, because of my time, you can read at home from verse 1 to 4. This is when Jezebel said to Elisha, is it Elisha or Elijah? Elijah, sorry, said to Elijah and said to her and said that, listen, we've executed a prophet and said, listen, you are next. And all the inspiration he had, it just went away. He picked up everything he had and ran. This is a guy that just slayed 400 of the sons of Baal. Now, Elijah got discouraged. But you see, he didn't just get discouraged. To the point that he told God in verse 9 or verse 10, he says, listen, I'm done. This is it. I'm done. The Israelites, they've turned away. I'm just the only one. And God says, I've got many people. You better be inspired real quick. Because besides you, I got so many people that have not even bowed down to Baal. They have not. So before you start removing and putting the blame, the barrier in your face and saying this is God, God says, there's a long-term game, dude. This is not the time for you to let go. This is a time to realize that be inspired, be rejuvenated. Somebody say amen. What inspires you? You see, you got to fight everything that steals inspiration from you. You got to fight it. And I'll talk about some of those things now. We lack inspiration when we don't know what drives us, when we don't have a vision. When you don't have a vision, you will lack inspiration. It goes back to what we talked about before, right? So as you look at the stories of success, we'll talk about success in motion, the importance of vision. Having a vision. What drives you? So what do we need to do for the lasting success? We know what the barrier is, right? Lack of inspiration. What do we need to do for the lasting success? We need to build on godly principles. See, the Word of God is a tested truth. Everything you build on it will greatly endure. Remember the parable of the sower in Matthew chapter 13? When you have the Word of God and a ready heart, guess what? It continues to multiply. Say to your neighbor, a long-term game. Continues to multiply. In the book of Matthew chapter 7, verse 24 to 7, Matthew chapter 7, verse, build on godly principle. Matthew chapter 7, verse 24 to 7. Matthew 7, 24 to 7. Write the scriptures down, because some of those things, I don't have them on the slide. So it says, therefore, whoever, let's read that together, one to go. 24 to 20, 27, one to go, ready. Therefore, whoever hears these sayings of mine and does them, I will liken him to what? A wise man who built his what? On the rock. What's going to happen when you do that? And the what? The rain descended, the floods came, and the winds blew and beat on the house. And verse 28. And what? It did not fall. It was what? And verse 26. But everyone who hears the saying of mine and does not do them will be like a foolish man who built his house on the sand. Think about sand is always shifting. And the rain descended and the floods came and the winds blew and beat on the house and it fell and great was its fall. Build on godly principles. You at least know your foundation is firm. Inspiration will never be lacking. Because the Word of God is new every day. It brings a different side to you every day. It remains the same, yet the revelation is new every day. That's why you cannot exhaust the inspiration and the revelation that comes from the Word. So we talked about that. Now, here's another thing you could do when you want to build a lasting success. Create an environment that inspires you. You know, if people that whine don't inspire you, if they discourage you, don't stay around people that whine. Fastest way to get away from me, because either you go away or I go away, is to be whining. To whine and complain. You cannot do. Then what can you do? When you start giving excuses, one of the fastest ways is like, okay, well, and I got plenty of let me just be quiet here. I've got plenty of examples I can share. Oh, you know, this is not possible. It's not possible. Nah, it's not possible. And don't whine. Okay? Don't complain. Surround yourself with people that inspire you. Find moments where you go to, if you're not there yet, people that inspire you. When you see people who are doing something, sit down with them. Ask them questions. It costs you nothing. They don't put it on your head that he inspired you. No. No, they don't. And even if they put it on your head, what is it? What does that happen? There is nobody that was never mentored by somebody else. The Bible says evil communication corrupts good character. The Bible says the multitude of counselors, what? Their safety. Who are your friends? Are they inspiring you to be better? If your friends are like, you know what, the Joneses, and you want to keep up with the Joneses, that's not inspiration. Spend money on things that inspire you. You know, I'm very careful what I spend money on. But when I find the things that inspire me, I spend money on it. You know why? Because inspiration is only just the beginning. And if I can secure the environment for inspiration, guess what? You continue to be inspired. What is your space like? Is it disorganized that it just feels like you're overwhelmed, even though you're not overwhelmed? You know, you can have so many pieces of paper on your desk, and more half of it you've completed. But because there's so many people, you're like, ah, oh, I have so much to do. But will you take a moment and just put it all together and say the ones you have to do, you put a fab, to do, done. There's some inspiration about flipping the page to done. It just makes you go, oh, ah, I can get it done. You know, many things are too much in our minds because they have never been written down. Get a productivity software. Get something that keeps you inspired. If you don't have your goals in front of you, how do you get inspired every day? What are the things you want to do? You got to look up and say, that's me. Because that day, somebody will come around and make you feel like you're not even worth it. But when you look up and say, that's not what God said. God said this. Someone was just in my office earlier, and we're talking about something, and she was talking about how the challenges of a moment feel like, should she go a different route? And she goes, listen, I don't care what that route is. This is what I have heard. God says, go forward, and I am not going to consider anything else. There will be barriers that will say something different in your life. Our ability to just see what God says, because the Word of God is a firm foundation, is a solid ground through which anything that's built on it would always what? Stand the test, not of the moment, the test of time. Your biggest inspiration should be the Word of God as it is tested and is true, right? Find a scripture let me ask you a question. Do you have a scripture in your life that is a scripture that gets you going no matter what you might be facing? You need to have, encourage us to have a favorite or favorite scriptures. What scripture inspires you? When you're down and no one is around, where do you go to get inspired? Find the word, find a book in the Bible, get something that just gets you inspired. And there's nothing that inspires more than the Word of God. So find a scripture that drives you, even when things don't. Even when current things don't reflect your position. Hold it dear to your heart, for the principles of God never go out of fashion. Whatever you would ever become, complete the picture and put it before you so you can be inspired every day to know that this is where you're going. Many years ago, I loved a certain type of a car. And I put that picture of that car in front of my computer screen. So every day I see it, I see that car. Until I realized that cars don't trip me as much, right? But for me at that time, I had ability to do what I want to do with that car, but I just made a different decision. But that car, the picture inspired me. You wonder why. This is envision, and you wonder why when people want to build something, they try to put in 3D so they can see what it looks like and say, one day, I am going to sit inside that place. One day, I will be doing this. That's a power of vision. And that thing in front of them inspires them to see it. Amen. I'll give you one more because of our time. What's a barrier? Number two barrier to success, a barrier to overcome, is a lack of focus. The barrier of a lack of focus. See, no one can hit a target he cannot see. A lack of focus has always been the problem of man. It's not a lack of time. You know, we're having our men's meeting yesterday, and we had a very, very, in my opinion, very constructive discussions. And so one of the things that we posed out in the part of a poll was some things that might be a barrier for us with lead in our homes and things like that. And many people know what the topic was. It was so inspiring to hear from everybody some of the things that they were going. And you know what's so funny? When we brought it in front of us and said, these are the things there, the question was now asked. Now that we know it, what do we need to do to remove that? See, all of us that came up with those barriers started coming up with solutions. Start coming up with solutions. You cannot hit a moving target When we know what's in front of you, when you know what that barrier, and you realize that, oh, I've got to, one of them is I've got too many things going on. And that was one of the things that came up. And we now came back and said, it's because of priorities. Not because we have too many things going on. There's nobody who's that busy. The idea is priorities. I would have said something we said about women, but I won't say it because you use it against us. And I'm for the men. At least today. We said some things about you that made you look like saints, but I refuse to say it. Hallelujah. Everyone has the same 24 hours. Everyone has the same 24 hours. The richest man in the world has got 24 hours. You know, it's so funny, when you look at someone who started, they got a job and then started a business, they've got 24 hours. In that 24 hours, he's running companies. 24 hours, he has children. 24 hours, he spends time with his wife. 24 hours, he's eating. 24 hours, he's making his own plan. 24 hours, he's dreaming his next business. 24 hours, he's dreaming his next goal. Or she, whoever that is, in that 24 hours, and we've got 24 hours, and we say we're very busy. If it is not proving you moving towards your goal, it is not needed in your life. We need to do a soul check within ourselves and say, you know, do what I call spring cleaning sometimes, or quarterly cleaning, and purge your day. You know, some of us get so tied to work that we realize that we can't take a day off. And we say we can't take a day off, then we get drained, and no inspiration comes from fatigue. When we will walk away from the things that seem overwhelming to us, you have enough place and time to think how to get out of it. You cannot see a picture when you're in the frame. So, don't be a drifter. Don't try to be jack of all trades, master of none. Nobody was created to solve everything. Know your strengths and focus on them. The thing that breaks a man's focus is another vision. The biggest thing you want to walk away from when it comes to barrier is distraction. And distraction can come from friends. Distraction can come from spouses who are not aligned on the vision. If you want to say, well, we need to go do this one, and others saying, no, we don't need to do that. If you're not aligned on one, it's going to be tough. So one reason finances become a big problem in marriage is because you're not aligned on the vision. And so everyone has got money for what they want to do. And it's more, you now get to, well, use your money to do that. I'll use my money to do that one. And then it becomes a competition when it's supposed to be multiplication. When you are aligned, you realize nobody's going to be, it's going to get all they want, but you're happy because the long-term game is beautiful. The long-term game is beautiful. Don't let others give you a vision which you have not had. Don't live for another man's vision. You know, the laser is very powerful, not because it's the biggest beam. A laser is powerful and can cut metal because it is the most focused beam. Do you know what a laser is? Do you understand that I can shine a very big light into the airplane and it doesn't make any difference? I can take a very small laser and shine it to the airplane and I could be arrested. Don't do that. Don't do that. Because you will be arrested. It's against the law. But why can a laser, how can a laser get that far? Focus. You look at water, when it's in abundance, can wash your hand. When the water is focused, it can pierce through your hand. They use water to cut metals. Thick metals. But that same water is what we use to prevent COVID. But that water can cut through anything. Not fire, nothing, just water. Anything that is directed with the right focus will always yield penetration. There is no barrier that can stop a person with a focus.
a gone.
The long-term view requires a stronger focus. When you see, it's a funny thing, like I can see everybody in this room. I can't see you, but I can see everybody in this room. And if I look at you in this room, I can see your picture, I can see all of you. But if someone's somewhere by the gate, I would have to what? Focus to see it. Why? Because the long view requires a stronger focus. What you see right now is easy because that's why we are always living for the moment, because I can see it, it's tangible, it's right now, let's do it. But when you have to sacrifice there, you need focus. You need to say, boy, don't eat everything you've got here. Boy, don't sleep anymore because the future is bright. You gotta give a reason to see beyond. Because the long-term game requires, why am I going back and forth when I can carry this thing? Focus. And what do we need to do to overcome that? Time. We need to be, even though you're focused, what do you need to do to build a lasting success? One, you need to be flexible to change and sacrifice. Listen, people of God, change is inevitable. He said, Pastor, you said focus and then change. Here's the thing. I'll give you this. Why does, you know, a water flowing down the stream still gets down the stream? You get it. If water flowing down still gets down. Why? Because no matter what the barrier is in front of them, they move around the barrier to get to their destination. Why? Because the end game is more important. I look at some people, I was coaching some people recently, and they were asking a question, in the corporate ladder, should I just keep going here? Because this seems like the guy here, I cannot go higher because until this guy retires or, as they say in the workplace, gets hit by the boss. I hope he doesn't get hit by the boss. But until that guy retires, right? And I said, how can I get it? I said, sometimes you need to change your ladder. Sometimes you don't have to go through that ladder. My language, my birth language, you would hear that there's no one way into the market. There are many ways into the market. Maybe the store now, but in like a farmer's market, there's no one way. There are many ways into it. The reality is, don't just be stuck in, I must go, because when you're stuck, and remember, focus, I'm saying, is a long-term game. When you're stuck about, this is what I must do it, you will find yourself being frustrated because you're not looking at what is the full reason why you're doing this, and you're looking at this one. And when you're frustrated in this one, it creates itself like a barrier that prevents you from moving forward. But God is saying to you, listen, I know the end. That's why God is saying the end from the beginning. It says, and the glory of the what? Latter shall surpass what? The former. So do not be consumed by what you see right now, but there's so much more down the line that has been destined for you. So though you focus, you know where you're going, you know the vision, you know where you're going to end up. When someone says, that's why, let me tell you why is this. That's why it's easy to endure the moment because you're only looking at the end result. Some people say, I cannot do this job because it's belittling to me. My goodness, if the job is just for this moment, it doesn't derail you from being who you need to be. How many, like I said, there is no person without a history. When you read the history, you see the different things they did. The different things they did. I was a guard for flowers in Kroger. They didn't even put a heater outside in February. There was no jacket that was comfortable enough. I was sleeping among the flowers because they put a tent outside and someone's got to watch it overnight. Oh, yeah. It was not during the day. And I was a guard for flowers. I mean, even bees, I can understand. You have no one to talk to. The flip phones were not even flip. It was Nokia. The best thing you can do in that flip phone was snake. You know what I'm saying? That not even flip, it was snake. That's the only thing you could do. And then you're working all out of, so you're there shivering. You can't talk to the flowers and you're shivering. That's part of my history. It may not be anything. It's part of my history. I shared with you, my parents, got, thank God they've got their own business today, but they were wearing socks to stay in the cold because there was no heater in the car. You know, we take blanket. You drive with a blanket over you in a car. Many are nodding, but you don't know it. But that was it's part of a history. But that's not them today. Today they can walk inside a place and come up with a brand new car and not have to blink. But they could not afford it then. Just because life is dealing with you, what you're facing right now, that's not the extent of what God has said. So learn to pivot. Learn to be flexible. Learn to pay the price of the now. It's okay to be flexible. When a break in focus comes in, when something comes in and you realize this is going to derail you, just get around it because the end is where you're going. The Bible says that wisdom is justified by what? By children. Wisdom is understand the things change around you. You can have COVID, you can have wars, you can have politics. Companies don't change their policies because of who's in the White House. You don't say, well, my name is ABC Company, and then it's now Republican, I'm CBA Company now. They might change their strategy, but they don't change their focus and their vision. Be flexible, but get to the end. I'm going to stop right here. And there's one more thing I would say. Never lose your focus. Becoming a doctor can take you through many avenues. I know a doctor who became a doctor, and before then he was a security guard. Here's the thing. Many people want to, you see, your vision is I want to help children, and you think you have to do becoming a doctor. Teachers help children. Teachers have a greater impact on children than doctors. My opinion. You ever been to a doctor's place? They only know your name because you're on the chart. It's like, who are we talking to? Oh, how are you? They read the chart. Oh, you, Jordan. Oh, you've grown 30 centimeters. You almost feel like a transaction. Like, oh, so what's happening to you today? I have headache. I have that one. And then they just read what's on the chart. But imagine, how many people remember your teacher when you were in grade school? The one that left an impression in your heart. In elementary. You remember the one that smacked you. And you remember because it smacked you because you're better off for it because of a smacking. Doctors just get their money and go. So if your real goal is to become, to make an influence on the lives of others, you can have become a doctor or be frustrated. Or you can become a teacher and make greater impact. What's your vision? Understand what's getting to the end goal. It's a long-term game. I'll go from here on Wednesday.